Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I looked at the calendar today, and I got some help from Pete Sweeney. I don't want to discredit his help in this equation. Today will have been the 60th consecutive day that either Eric Berry did not practice or did not play for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm a little bit upset at myself and upset at the rest of us. Why didn't we do this earlier? We got to have our Eric Berry returns draft. We got to pick the day that we think Eric Berry is coming back. Now, the only rule is going to be at booth@610sports.com. You got to tell us the day in which they announce that he comes back. Because we agree, there will be an announcement that they are expecting him to practice before he actually plays in a game. It's not like he's going to play without practicing. So when do you expect the announcement to come that Eric Berry is back healthy to practice? I am going to vote for the Wednesday after the bye week.
Okay.
That's the day that makes the most sense to me. You play the Rams right before the bye. The next week you got a bye. You play Baltimore. You have 5 games remaining for the rest of the regular season.
So the Wednesday before the bye. So you're saying he plays in the Monday night game against the Rams?
No, I don't think he plays.
Okay, he comes back after the bye week.
Yeah. The Wednesday they are getting ready to play Baltimore. I think that is the day that he comes back. That is the day I will officially pick for my Eric Berry return draft.
Before he plays Oakland.
Yes.
Before they play Oakland. All right.
So that is the game I'm willing to pick. Oakland, my bad. I have the schedule wrong. I thought it was Baltimore after that. My apologies.
Okay, I'm going to go with Wednesday, December 12th. Is what I'm going to go with. Because I think, basically, they play on that Thursday night, December 13th. So it's going to be a couple of days after the Chargers game, after they play the Chargers on Thursday night football. So it's going to be whatever the first media availability is after that Chargers game on Thursday, December 13th.
So you only got him playing 2 regular season games.
Because I think that's all he needs. I think you take him on the road to Seattle. You play him up there. I know it's turf. I don't like that a lot, that they're going to be playing on turf in Seattle. Might be a little bit chilly and wet up there. But I think he needs 2 games to get ready for the playoffs. And if the Chiefs play this thing right, and they've got a first-round bye, that's going to buy him an extra week of rest. But that gets him a roadie up against Seattle, brings him home against the Oakland Raiders.
We think Berry plays in that game if it doesn't matter, though? That's maybe the thing, because that game could not matter.
The only reason I say that, well, that's a really good point, the last game. And maybe he doesn't play in that game. So maybe you bring him back before the Chargers game, which is a home game in Kansas City, and it's on grass. So maybe it's right in there. But I don't think he's gonna. I don't think he'll play 5 games before the playoffs. I don't think that'll happen. I think Eric Berry just needs a couple of games to get up to speed and get ready to go for the playoffs. That's it.
We say that though, and I'm not saying that you're right or wrong. I don't really know, but it's not like Eric Berry even played last season. Like, it's kind of amazing how, I guess, easy we think playing in the NFL is, and how much we think of Eric Berry's ability. He missed all of last season.
Yeah.
He then will have missed all of this season. Mm-hmm. Man, we think you can just jump right in and be really effective in the playoffs in the NFL. Like, I'm not saying – I think a lot of people believe that, man, he only needs a couple of games. Like, man, it's that easy to play in the NFL that you can miss
20 games is one thing, but Khalil Mack stepped in and did his thing. I mean, I think guys could come back. It's not like Eric Berry is
– He never missed a game and wasn't coming off an injury, though.
I understand that, and I get it. All I'm saying is why rush him back to play against the Ravens? On December 9th.
Ravens might be good, though.
I know the Ravens are fine, but I'm just saying, the whole point, and you've talked about this, let's get ready, and what's their seeding going to be? Where are they going to be in the playoffs? That's what matters. So if that's really what matters, I think you talk to Eric Berry, you say, what do you need? Coach, I need 2 games. Give me 2 games to get my legs back, and let's get ready to roll. And if week 17 against the Raiders at home doesn't matter, then bring me back for the Chargers game, and I'll go Chargers at home, and then on the road at Seattle, I got a home, I got a road, then I get a week off, and that'll get me into the playoffs. I don't think he needs 6 games to get ready for the postseason. I think you play him too much, and then you run the risk of hurting him. Give me 2 games, get him into the playoffs, and that's all he needs. So if week 17 doesn't matter, he'll come back before the Chargers game on Thursday night football. If week 17 does matter, I think he'll come back on after that for the Seattle and the Oakland game.
I will go November 28th. That is the date that I will pick. That is right before us, right after the bye week, right before their week 13 game at Oakland.
Okay, I'll give you a specific date. I'll give you a specific date so we have it down, all right? So that Seattle game is Sunday, December 23rd. So I'm going to say December 19th.
I'll go out here and say I think it's more likely he doesn't play this season than plays less than two regular season games. I think it's more likely he doesn't play. I just think it's incredibly hard when you didn't play basically all of last season. You haven't practiced in or since the middle of August for you to come in week 16 of the NFL season and be ready to go for the play. I just think that is a really hard physical thing.
I'm not saying it's not going
to
be hard, man, but you have to walk that razor thin line of what's too much and what's enough. You know, I'd rather err on the side of caution and not playing too much and then he gets hurt in Seattle. But I mean, you've also got 10 days off between the Chargers game and the Seattle game in between week 15 and week 16. Because you got a Thursday night game on the 13th, you don't play the Seattle Seahawks until Sunday, the December 23rd. So you've got 10 days to get him plenty of practice time to get him ready for Seattle. I mean, this is a tough one. I don't think there's an easy answer to this. And you're going to have to listen to Eric Berry on this to figure out what his body tells him and what he's saying. So I think two games and he's up and ready to roll.
Spec, where are you at?
I had the exact same date as you, Carrington. But since we're doing the Eric Berry return draft, I'm going to just change my answer to keep this interesting. I think it's going to be Wednesday, November 14th. That'll be the Wednesday before they begin preparation for the Los Angeles Rams. You get his feet wet. You maybe play him 25 to 40% of the snaps. You see how his injury responds after one game. You then have the bye week, and then you use that Oakland preparation week to determine whether or not he is good enough to play for the final five games of the season. So I will say Wednesday, November 14th.
Okay, and I'm going to say you're completely high on that. So you're basically going to say that they're going to bring Eric Berry back to play at elevation 7,382 feet above sea level.
Elevation doesn't affect his ankle.
Well, it affects everything else.
Well, I said, and he's him 25 to 40% of the snaps.
2,000 feet above Denver, above Mile High Stadium.
I wouldn't be shocked if he comes back for the
game. I think that's the worst place to play him.
I mean,
the altitude has nothing to do with his Achilles.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you got to think right now. I mean, they've got five more games before the Rams game. So that's another month of missing. You then come back for the Arizona game. So let's say he comes back in the Arizona game, a terrible opponent. Then he plays 25 games. That will have made you miss the first 9 weeks of the NFL season. That means you go 3 months in between practicing and playing, and then you try to get ready for the Arizona. I don't really think it's that unrealistic. I just look at it, and I could be wrong. Everybody's body is completely different.
Yeah.
I just think it's hard to go. Eric Berry will then have missed 16 games last season because he played in week one. They then played in the playoffs. That's 16 games. You then will have missed the first, if he comes back on yours, the last two games of the season. You then will have missed 14 games this year. Man, that's you haven't played in the last 30 games. I just think it's hard to then come back and then expect to be really productive in that scenario.
So what's the difference between missing, 30 games and 25 games? I mean, it's still going to be tough no matter when he comes back.
Agreed, but what I'm saying is you agree in terms of getting ready to play for the postseason, yeah. Having more time, more reps, getting in game shape would certainly be more of a benefit to playing five games than two games.
But then that means, let's just say the Chiefs go to the postseason, make a run, and so you have you play five games instead of eight or nine games, and you take that wear and tear off his body if you don't need to put him out there. I mean, that's the risk that I would take. I'm like, listen, if we think Eric Berry's going to be ready to go and we need him for the playoffs, he's playing two games, that's it. And then we're going into the playoffs. Why put three or four more games on his body when we don't have to? And then by the time we get into the AFC title game, he's got three more games of wear and tear and three more games of chances to get injured or hurt that Achilles. So, I mean, that's why I'm playing it that way. I'm not saying that Eric Berry wouldn't be ready to come back by then, but why risk it? Why put him out there? I mean, Eric Berry's, 29 years old now, 30 years old? He's a pro. We talk about how he's prepared and he's the ultimate pro and all these
but
things.
But game speed, though. That's why
two games.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about, I don't think he's coming in fat and out of shape. I think more of just the timing of playing NFL football. I mean, you got to think about, the game is different than the last time Eric Berry, and he just played last season. Football in 2018 is different than football was in 2017 because of the rules and the things you're going to have him do.
Which means he's going to hit less.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. Rolling the dice with two games, and one of those you might not even need in week 17 because you got a bye clinch, kind of like how last season was.
Well, I mean,
I just think that's cutting the bone really, really
thin. I do too. I would agree with you. I'm just saying, I don't want three or four extra games of wear and tear on his body. I mean, the guy's got a bone spur that's rubbing up against his Achilles right now. So you want to put him out there for three more games when he doesn't have to be out there? I mean, that doesn't make sense to me unless he's fully healed and ready to go. I think I'm not saying every player could go out there and play two games and then go into the playoffs and be effective, but I think Eric Berry could. And that's why I'm putting it right there. I mean, it's a tough decision, whatever they make. If he does play, the figure how much wear and tear, how many miles you want to put on that body before you get into the playoffs. I mean, that's the tree. What, you know, how do you get him at his peak and ready to go? Where do you start him? Do you start him 5 weeks out, 2 weeks out? What do you do?
So we are doing the When Does Eric Berry Return draft. It has now been officially 60 days since Eric Berry last played or practiced for the Kansas City Chiefs. You have an opportunity to win $100 to 37 stake inside Harrah's Casino. Booth at 610sports.com. What day, when do you think Eric Berry comes back? I have November 28th. I think he comes back the Wednesday before the bye week. That would give him 5 regular season games, maybe 4, depending on week 17, to get ready for the playoffs, and they'll probably have a bye week. They have at Oakland, Baltimore, home against Los Angeles, at Seattle, home against Oakland to end their regular season after the bye week. What day, what range do you have for Eric Berry coming back?
I got December 19th. He'll be back for the final two games. There's 10 days to get ready in between week 15 and week 16. So they play the Chargers on a Thursday night, December 13th. I think he'll be ready to go for Sunday, December 23rd. So I'm going to say December 19th is when they say.
Wednesday, November 14th, prior to the Monday night game against the Los Angeles Rams.
I'd really love to know what their target is. Like, you know they have a target. They've been having this conversation. Rick Burkholder and them, they know the date that Eric Berry needs to be ready and come back. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the conversation of when the target date is for Eric Berry. So Booth at 610sports.com. Send an email to Spectre. If you win, we give you $100 to 37 stake inside Harrah's Casino.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.